Welcome to BrailleBits Lesson 8. As we move through each lesson, they're getting a little bit more difficult. But before we begin, I always like to invite my friends in. I have Jerry Cole with me today, and I'm so excited that you're here today, Jerry. Tell me about yourself.
Well, of course, my name's Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
I've been in the Braille biz since September of 2002. Kind of got the Braille bug. I love giving back to the community and allowing the children and the students to be able to educate themselves for independence.
And there's no greater gift than that. And I can say this. I know when you do things, Jerry, it's from the heart. I'm so grateful for that.
Grateful to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here too. And it's so important that our children are supported with Great Braille. And how do you do that in your day-to-day life at the agency?
A lot of study.
Yes.
A lot of study. Looking back and forth from different Braille codes, different sections and different lessons to make sure that the proper code or language is being used for the proper grade.
Right.
Some grade levels are a little more difficult. Some are uncontracted. Some are contracted based upon the child.
Yes. And that's what's nice about BrailleBits. It's going to give everybody a wonderful sampling of what Braille is. And I know you are an expert. You are certified on many levels of Braille. And kudos to you. You know, that's not an easy task to get to have accomplished in your life, and you have done it so well with that.
Well,
and
thank you
for going that extra step. You know, when a child is in the classroom and they come home with Braille or they have a lesson or something, it'd be nice if a mom or dad or parent or a guardian or anyone for that matter can, you know, be a part of that.
Or brother, sister.
Yeah, or even write a simple note in Braille. And this is what BrailleBits does. It offers that connection for the kids. So let me ask you, what do you like to do in your free time? Now, this is funny because what are you going to tell me?
Well,
what are you going to tell me? What do you do in your free time?
The truth of the matter is,
yes,
when I get done here at the department, I go home and I do more Braille.
Yeah. I love that. See? You are a Braille, master of all. And I think that's wonderful. And, you know, you have a light about you when you talk about Braille, by the way.
I did not.
You do. You have a light about you. And I just think it's great. And are you ready to help me with part of Lesson 8?
Yes. Let's do it.
You're probably like, what are we going to do? Okay. So Lesson 8 basically is going to talk about strong word signs, such as child, shall, this, which, out, and still. And strong group signs. Now, don't worry. I'm going to explain this to everybody. CH, SH, TH, WH, OU, ST. So in general, like the contractions, which you learned the last time, and for, of, the, and with. The contractions to be studied in this lesson represent certain letter combinations that represent a whole word or parts of a word. So when standing alone, they represent a whole word beginning with those letter combinations. However, when they are connected to other letters, they take on their group sign meaning and become part of a word. These contractions and their meanings are as follows. So this is a part where I'm going to have you help me, Jerry. So we're going to talk about group contractions, word sign, and group sign meanings. So I'm going to give the cell the dot formation. And if you could be so kind to give the word sign and the group sign of those dot formations that I give you.
That would be wonderful.
Awesome. Okay. So dot 1, 6.
Word sign stands for child, and the group sign is the letter CH.
And what does it mean if it's a word sign?
It's child.
And it's standing alone.
CH, yep.
And a group sign means it's part of a word.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next.
Attached to.
You got it. So next we have dots 1, 4, 6.
And the word sign standing alone, that means shall. as part of a word, the group sign SH.
Nice. All right, moving along. Dots 1, 4, 5, 6.
Word sign standing alone is this. A group sign connected to a word is TH.
You're very good at this. All right, next we have dots 1, 5, and 6.
Word sign, which, WHICH. And the group sign is a WH.
We just have two more. Okay, so we have dots 1, 2, 5, 6.
So word sign standing alone stands for out. And the group sign, OU.
Cool. All right. Next, we have dots 3 and 4.
As a word sign standing alone, it stands for still. As a group sign, ST.
And again, standing alone means
space before, like space after.
That's right, like the Lone Ranger. And then if it's a group sign, it always has a friend with it. Okay, so in a nutshell, word signs for child, shall, this, which, out, still. When these contractions stand alone, they are word signs. Thank you. You did great. And Jerry, thank you so much for all that you do for the kids, for our agency, and being a part of this Lesson 8. I am so happy that you're able to join us today.
Well, I only play a small part as a team. We do all this together. And
we are certainly a team. All right, so in wrapping up today's lesson, all right, so we have strong group signs for CH, SH, TH, WH, OU, and ST. And once again, Jerry, what does it mean to be a group sign?
It's part of a series.
Yes, it's together. Mm-hmm. It joins a friend. So whenever these contractions are joined to other letters, they take on their group sign meaning and lose their word sign status. So in general, these group signs can be used whenever the letters they represent occur within a word. So thus, the sign for CH is used in Chicago and scratch. The sign for SH is in shoe and hush. The sign for TH in thorn and filth. The sign for WH in what and whale. And the sign for OU in proud, for, and coupon. And the sign for ST in state, past, and pistol. The signs for TH and ST in thistle. And the signs for OU and CH in touch. And the signs for WH and ST in whitest. So basically, in a nutshell, a group sign is something that has to be with another combination of letters or letter. Thank you so much for joining us today for Braille Bits Lesson 8. We have a total of 21 lessons that we get to be a part of, and I look forward to Lesson 9. Thank you.
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.